I just want to ask you about a couple of things that I think I just heard you say, because I don't want to misquote you, and I don't want to be walking around for the rest of the day thinking, oh my goodness, did he say what I think he just said?
I'll be glad to help you. I don't want you to have that on your mind either.
I know you wouldn't want me to be walking around in a quandary.
Right.
Did you just say that if Missouri, or maybe I could ask you to restate it because I don't want to get it wrong, but I thought you said something like, if Missouri does not follow the union, that we are dissolving the union? Do I have that straight,
no,
or did
not,
I misquote you?
We're not. I don't think I said we're dissolving the union, but part of our system is our federal system, that we follow the federal law. And so what this House Joint Resolution is basically putting in our Constitution is that we don't follow part of federal law. It is doing that, right?
Well, I mean, I'm genuinely a little bit confused. And you know that every once in a while during my tenure in this great body, I've had an occasion to maybe just have some confrontational discussions with people, but I don't really want to do that with you right now, although I'm willing to. But I guess you're right. I mean, should we be smart enough to pass this out of the House, and should the Senate be smart enough to pass it out, and should it go to a vote of the people, and then the people, you know, vote on this in the numbers that I believe they will, which would probably be somewhere in the high 60s, low 70% passage, is just my prediction. If we were to do all of that, then yes, absolutely, we would be pushing back against the federal government. We would basically be drawing a line in the sand and saying, no, federal government, we as a state are not going to recognize your encroachment and your attempt
right.
to force this on
right.
us. So, I guess you're right.
Yeah, and when it was up for up before, I asked the gentleman from St. Louis County about that clash. And there could be I guess the prediction was there could be lawsuits to say, you know what? The federal or the U.S. Constitution overrides the Missouri State Constitution on what we do and the services that we have to provide through government. So there definitely is that clash there. We agree on that.
So
I guess the philosophical difference is that you think we should be pushing that clash. I think we should be changing the policy in our current system as opposed to tampering the Constitution.
So I don't want to get you wrong. I'm just going to tell you how I feel about this. I believe that when I read the U.S. Constitution and I look in Article 1, Section 8, it's not a very long article. Neither you nor myself are attorneys, so we don't.
Right.
Read that.
In a committee meeting, the lady from St. Charles County accused me of being an attorney, and it was.
Did she?
It was hurtful. But go ahead.
Were you? I could see where a person would be offended by that.
Right.
But when I read Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, literally, I mean, these are not talking points. I'm not trying to give a fiery speech. I mean, I literally do not see in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution where it allows for the federal government, the U.S. Congress, to enact health control policies that would affect all of these individual sovereign states.
Well, and that's, I think that's exactly the key, because the courts will have to decide this. The truth of the matter is that article doesn't talk about a highway system. It doesn't talk about Social Security. It doesn't talk about all the things that the federal government has stand up to say this is a national interest to do. So you're right. It doesn't exactly say that, but we've had courts upheld the federal government's duty or responsibility to do this. Civil rights, to me, is a perfect example of where the federal government had to get in the middle of it, because there were some states who, in my opinion, and you look back at history, weren't doing the right thing, who wanted to say, we're not going to follow what the federal government says. This could be one of those, and tampering with our own Constitution is, I think, problematic.
Well, let me tell you where I think the testing of this is good, and just tell me if you would agree with this at all. Huh? You know, I know that one of the things that we hear from your side, And I think it's a legitimate argument. I mean, we hear from your side all the time where you say, well, we're choosing to make a stand about health control. Why didn't we make a stand about this and this and this and this? You know, you bring up highways and different things. And some of those are very valid points.
Uh-huh.
You know, But here's the comparison that I make. I have three children. Do you have kids?
Two.
Okay. So we're dads. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know that every once in a while when I correct my children, when I say, you know, hey, this was wrong, and I hand out some sort of consequence to my child, you know what they could say, and I've even heard this as a dad, you know, they could say, well, wait a minute. Yesterday I did such and such, and you didn't say anything about it. Why are you today choosing to give me consequences, or what they would call punishment, for this particular thing? And as a parent, the way I have to think about that is, sooner or later, we've got to draw a line in the sand. Sooner or later, we've got to say, okay, maybe we've let some things go in the past. And as a state, I believe that, yes, we have let some things go in the state that we probably should have taken a better look at and made a stronger stand on. But sooner or later, there comes that issue, there comes that point where we pick something and we say, this is the line in the sand,
right.
And therefore, I encourage the face-off that this is going to create between us and the federal government.
But I think there's been people with your similar philosophy who have made that same argument on some of those things. Some of those things haven't been the federal government's duty. Some have. So people in the past have said, there shouldn't be the highway system. There shouldn't be civil rights. There shouldn't be some of these things. But, you know,
I don't think you've heard a lot of people on our side in your lifetime ever say, I don't think there should be civil rights.
Let me clear it up. There was people on both parties in the 50s and 60s who said that.
Sure.
So I'm just saying that the quote from Martin Luther King, the arc of history is long, but it bends towards justice. And that's what is the next progression of a Congress and a president who gets elected to say the next national interest is health care. And
sure.
I'm not really trying to be cute when I say this, but I really believe that the history of our government is all about what is the duty of government. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams had the same discussion that you and I are having about what is proper and what isn't.
I would be Jefferson.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And, that's funny. You're talking about the Jefferson, I'm talking about the Lincoln. But anyway, I mean, this is a real situation that's going on in our country on what is the role of our government. And my fear is when we get involved with it, and I think the reason the line in the sand is happening is because of the political stuff more than real message to trying to protect the people through our Constitution. I just think we're tampering with our Constitution too much. It's problematic.
Let me just address something that you brought up, because I think it's a valid point. You said that in the past we have heard people say, you know, maybe this is bad, maybe that is bad, but we've never, I mean, at least as far as I know, I'm only 44 years of age, but as far as I know, this is the first time that we've taken a federal pushback where the state of Missouri has made an attempt to push back the federal government, but we've elevated it to the point of actually amending our state constitution. I mean, I know that there have been those conversations in the past, but as you know, we can have a lot of conversations in this body, but until we do something that is actually substantive, that draws a line in the sand, and I believe that elevating this to the point of amending our state constitution really is. I mean, this is the issue where we as a people are saying this is the line in the sand. It's no longer just a point of discussion or something that we're going to talk about, but something that we're actually going to take substantive action against. Well, and we saw a very, very bipartisan vote on this.
I think I take it as a fair point. I mean, to you and to the people who support this, they believe this is the line in the sand. I mean, there's been pushback. I don't know all the ones in Missouri. There was a pushback when people actually left. There were states that left the union on things. I mean, there's been a lot of pushback. It's been part of our history. And if your conscience tells you that this is the line in the sand, then maybe this is something. I believe that we're tampering too much when we already have a system. For example, gentlemen, if Congress passes this health care legislation, the best way to change it is to change Congress and our elected officials to change that law. I mean, it's happened all the time.
Yeah, and
as
I
opposed
mean,
to tampering our Constitution.
Yeah,
so that's
I'm
why
very I'm, confident, by the way, I'm very confident that is going to happen, and I think you might even agree with
well,
me, even though you
I
might
don't know.
Not want
I
to
don't
admit
know.
It. But I guess what I'm trying to say is to those of us, I mean, the tremendously bipartisan effort that we've seen, those of us that are voting in favor of this, I think part of what we're saying is that we are willing to finally have that discussion that's elevated to the state constitution where it'll go to the courts, et cetera, et cetera. We're willing to have that argument. Now, the second thing that I wanted to ask you about, and this one, gentlemen, please, please tell me that I heard you wrong, okay? Because I had to give my head a shake when I heard what I think I heard you say. Did you say that, and I wrote it down as fast as I could, and I think I've got it right here. Did you say that our federal government makes decisions that are the best for us?
Gentlemen, I think that our elected officials of the federal government try to make decisions that are best for us. I believe everybody in here tries to make decisions that are best for the state of Missouri. You know, isn't that how you make your decisions?
Well, yeah, but I'm stuck on.
Well, there you
on,
go. That's
I'm
my
stuck
point.
On, I'm
my,
stuck on the statement that I think you made, which was our federal government makes the best decisions for us.
My point is, gentlemen, is just like you. These are elected officials who go there to represent their district and try to do the best for this country. That's why they make their decisions. I'm under the assumption that every elected official tries to make decisions ultimately they think is best. You and I may differ on what that decision is, but ultimately, and that's why our system works. The people in Congress, if they pass a bill, it's because they think it's going to be best for the country. If we don't like that Congress, we get another one.
Right, but
that's my point.
Here's my fear. I mean, I understand your point, and in a perfect world, you know, I would like to be in total agreement with you. I mean, I have a lot of friends in this body. I mean, I even have a few over on your side. You know, I mean, there's people that I respect here.
There is?
And yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know where they are right now, but
all right.
I mean, I like to say that anyway. But I would like to, yeah, there's one of them right there. I would like to think that all of us in this chamber, Republican or Democrat, really do use that way of thinking, that we try to do
right.
What's best for the people. I would like to think that, and to some degree, I agree with you as it pertains to this body.
But
hold on, hold
but
on.
Your
hold
guess
on.
Is that Congress
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Operate that way?
Hold on. Here's my fear about your statement and why your statement concerns me so much, is that I'm just afraid that if we say, as a body, as elected representatives, if we say things like, our federal government makes decisions that are best for us, okay? That statement is very troubling to me, gentlemen, because it would almost imply, and correct me if I'm wrong, it would almost imply that you're willing to just kind of follow the federal government wherever they want to take us because they do or they decide what's best for us. And I just think we've got to hold their feet to the fire.
Now I recognize you. Because you've turned a simple statement of my belief that elected officials are trying to do what's best on what they're elected for into some blind loyalty to the federal government. The federal government, the Congress has their role, the president does, as we do in this body. And I deeply believe that we have our responsibility and we should do our responsibility first and the other people should do their responsibility. I believe that Congressman Luke DeMeyer, Congressman Carnahan, two people I serve with, make their decisions no differently than when they were sitting in here. And they're trying to do what's best for their district. So my point is, they're trying to make that right decision based on the information they know. There seems to be, well, the president clearly believes that it's best for the national government to get involved with health care insurance reform. That's his belief. So we could argue over that if the facts are true on that, but I don't question his motive behind that. I believe that President Bush thought it was in our best interest to do the things he did.
So are you qualifying this statement? I hope you are. I mean, you're qualifying.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Because
to
I think I wrote down.
That.
Gentlemen's time has expired.